There's a shell in my pocket. I got it from my grandson because it's such a special one. See that? According to him, there's a hole in it through which you can see the world differently. I hold the shell before my eyes. The island is out of sight now. Gray sea all around us. Non-hour, non-place. The woman in the purple fleece jacket went to sit down. She holds her backpack tightly on her lap like a toddler. I'd like to say something, but how do I do that without coming across like an old know-it-all? I go sit down next to her anyway. I suspect she didn't find what she was looking for on the island. Familiar. When I returned to the island, the confusion I had felt in London didn't disappear either. Not during long walks through nature or while swimming in the ocean. Not after using mind-altering drugs. What do you think? The captain of the ferry back then asked me. You'd suddenly know what it's all about? Once I realized that I was the confusion, things started to go better. I learned how to chop wood, make fire, construct a table, build a wall. The children were born. We lived in a tent with a dog and three cats. Only the chickens slept outside. Everything was good, except the land. My land. It troubled me. Some people advised me to sell it. If I turned it over to some real estate agent, our constant money troubles would be over forever. I didn't know what to do with it. I just didn't know.